Consider the soil, Matthew 13, chapter, verses 1 through 14. On the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The purpose of the parables. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. Have you ever been thrown off by a person's actions or reactions to life situations, especially adverse actions? Have you ever wondered why some people start out attending church regularly and then drop off, never to be seen again, perhaps only on Mother's Day, Christmas, New Year's, Easter, or at a homegoing service of a loved one? Has it ever perplexed you that some people mature in the Word of God more rapidly than others? Questions like these often come to our minds, not only about others, but about ourselves. I have learned some truths over the years, and it has helped me to understand people better and to exercise more patience. I learned this from teaching at Beulah Ministries in North Carolina many years ago under the leadership of Rosalie and Chad Edwards and Sister Margie, Rosalie's sister. I was taught that the same word can fall on a congregate of 250, 100 people, but the response to that same word is not the same for all. Verses 19 through 23 of the same chapter further explain the parable and details behaviors related to the soil on which the word of God falls. Matthew explains that the seeds of the word of God that are sown into four different types of soil, the latter being the good soil where there is growth. Read it and study it for yourself. Examine your soil, and you will better understand your own behavior and the behavior of others. If your soul is any other than good soul, then cultivate your soul to become good soul. Happy studies and good growth to you. Never accept anything less than God's best for your life.